Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I believe Niv Gilboa is with me this afternoon. I've got a massive smile on my face. Niv, ez tanug ledaber itcha hayom.
Oh, you speak Hebrew?
I do speak the Hebrew. I do. Lo kol kach mitzuyan, aval yesh yecholet kolshehu po.
Okay, but I think you
probably... We're going English this afternoon. I'm just showing off. Niv, you are the most Israeli character that I've seen on the media ever. You are direct. You are yourself. I want to know, how have you made a whole bunch of waiters and waitresses cry in your time?
I have to interview you first because I have to understand how come in South Africa you watch me.
I watch you because I don't want to forget my Hebrew. So I get online and I watch all sorts of Hebrew shows, whatever they may be, whether it's Chadashot, Channel 12 News, or whether it is Niv Gilboa Bikoret Misadot. And I've become an addict of Niv Gilboa Misadot.
Wow.
Because your Israeliness, the way you tap on the table with your three fingers, the way you talk to the waiters and waitresses, the lack of savlanut, the lack of patience when somebody's getting up and their chair is making a noise and you're not happy with that. I have never seen anybody behave like that ever and become more and more popular.
I will explain. Well, first of all, it started as a joke. I was working as a news editor. I was anchor in Channel 12. Before that in, Channel 10, it's always changes in Israel. I was a journalist, like so many journalists doing the news and so on. But, I used to have lunch every day, down, in the building where the studio was. I was having lunch with my, CEO almost every day. And this is me. I mean, what I do in the, critics, it's what I do in life because I was there. I was getting annoyed by the waitresses. They used to bring me, you know, I ordered this, they gave me that, and so on. And my boss was doing all the time things like this. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. No.
Exactly.
I can't see it. No. It's not nice. You are not behaving, and so on. And then he came to me and told me, listen, we have to make a show out of it. And this is what we did. We started in Channel 10. It was late night. 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
And I became like in few weeks, the most popular show in the Channel 10 television, by rating wise. And, this is how it started. But, you see, I have the knowledge because as someone who eats, of course, not like as a chef. And, I've been to France many times. I've been to many 3-star Michelin restaurants. I know a lot of chefs in France. I don't have friends in Israel. I don't have a chef in Israel.
That's what's so interesting. I mean, you certainly know your food. Goodness help somebody who gives you foie gras and it's from the wrong country because you won't be eating it if it comes from Bulgaria or, you know, quite remarkable.
Because I prefer to eat foie gras, you know, they're doing in Bulgaria, in other places in Eastern Europe. They misbehave the ducks.
Okay. No, we're not really. We mustn't talk too much about the treif. We got to stick off the treif today. You and I can talk treif privately, but we've got to stick with the kosher stuff today. One of the things that astounds me when I watch your program is the prices of the meals that you eat. We in South Africa are used to a completely different cost structure. You, it's just been announced, live in one of the most expensive cities in the world.
I've been to South Africa. I've been to Cape Town. I've been there for 3 weeks. Went to the wine district.
Yes.
I went to many good restaurants in Cape Town.
Yes.
And it was so cheap.
Yeah.
I said, I want to live here. I didn't feel that I spent money at all.
Exactly.
In Israel, you know, you pay like now the restaurants in Tel Aviv, if you go as a couple and you want to have like, let's say, you know, starter, main course and dessert, and you want even not a bottle of wine.
Yes.
Let's say that's 2 glasses of wine.
Yes.
You put something around 250, $250, just like this.
$250 for an average meal in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, American dollars. Yeah, just for three courses and two glasses of wine.
Niv, what's the most expensive meal you've had in Tel Aviv?
Well, it's going to be tomorrow, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'm going to a new restaurant in Tel Aviv by a very known chef called Yuval Ben-Eria. He has like this A restaurant. It's a new one. It's located in the most expensive building in Tel Aviv where Google is. It's a very huge, you know, building. And I'm going to pay, I think around 1,200 shekels. You want to do the math about
it's times like, five in South Africa. That is a lot of money. That is 5,000 rand yes. for a meal. That is absolutely mind blowing.
One person.
Let's bring it back to my audience and the fact that many of them are kosher. The best kosher meal in Tel Aviv is where?
Well, I discovered, I think, the best restaurant just in the last few weeks in the Hilton Hotel in Tel Aviv. It's a restaurant called Daria. You should look at the YouTube, see the, even if you don't speak Hebrew, you can see the subtitles in English. Daria, it was astonishing because the chef is very good and he did something without, you know, trying to find replacement for kosher dairy. Stuff, you know. Mm. He didn't want to make something with cream and meat and he put, you know, something, some sort of a fat that doesn't fit in. He has two restaurants, this chef. He has one called Animal in Dan Hotel, which is also 9 in my scale. Wow. Very good.
Wow.
And now he opened in Hilton, the kosher one, and it's beautiful. It's like, how do I say? It's like Persian, he calls it the Silk,
Road,
you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I watched that. I love that. I was hoping you were going to say Daria.
Are you coming to Israel?
I'm coming in Pesach. I'm coming in Pesach, but just a little bit before so that I can still eat a shawarma, because to be in Israel over Pesach and not be able to eat a shawarma is just, it's a terrible shame.
Yes.
It's a huge, terrible shame. We think back to Israel and we think of shame, the poor chalutzim who were busy emptying the swamps and eating schnitzelim and daisa and whatever it is, but they were, how did it happen? How did it become this foodie center of the world, Ottolenghi? When did this happen?
I think it's, you have to think about Tel Aviv, because Tel Aviv has changed. Tel Aviv became, you know, when I go abroad and I travel a lot, I don't say I'm from Israel because people don't know. But if I say I'm from Tel Aviv, everybody knows, because Tel Aviv became in the last years like one of the best cities in the world to live in. Very expensive,
sure.
As you just said. But I think it's something happened like in the last 10 years, because Tel Aviv is very liberal, very tolerant to everyone. You can do whatever you want. No one cares what you're doing. And a lot of people from abroad and from Israel are coming to Tel Aviv to enjoy it. And I think the culinary wave is a part of it, because there's a lot. Tel Aviv, as we said, is very, very expensive. I mean, you need like $2 million in order to buy a decent flat here.
Sure.
So you have a lot of money to pay in restaurants. And you have a lot of money. There's very good chefs. They bring you stuff from all over the world. And this is why we came, also a culinary city. Thanks to the rich people of Tel Aviv.
Thanks to the rich people of Tel Aviv. Niv, we are out of time and I'm so disappointed. There's so much to talk to you about, food and politics and you talking to Ahmad Tibi and you traveling off to a kibbutz to go eat pizza. And I subscribed yesterday, finally. Sof. Niv, toda rabalecha. I hope that's not the last time. There's so much more to talk about. Thank you for your time and for talking to us here on Chai FM.